Hi, this is Dr. Kimberly Leonard, author of Visualizing Happiness in Every Area of Your Life and host of this podcast, Incredible Life Creator. And today I have with me Mr. Craig Goldberg. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Doc. Good to see you. Grateful to be here.
Thanks for being here. So I'm going to read your bio so people get a little idea of who you are. Craig Goldberg is a technologist and relaxation expert on a quest to help humanity achieve a deeper sense of inner calmness through the use of sound and vibration. His work as a certified vibroacoustic therapy practitioner is backed by 45 plus years of research. A patented inventor, Craig is constantly exploring new ways to help people reduce stress and anxiety, improve their health, and transform their lives for the better. All right, well, I'd like to hear your story because 45 years of researching is a long time.
It is a long time. So I'm actually 45. So I haven't been doing all of that research for 45 years,
Oh,
but vibroacoustic therapy is backed by 45 years of science and research.
thank you.
But we'll get into the details on all that. And I certainly appreciate that. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful for an opportunity to share what I think is some pretty pivotal and pretty important information. It is so well harmonized with what you're doing in your book and what you talk about and visualization and happiness. Before I answer your question, I mean, even just yesterday, I'm a member of EO Entrepreneurs Organization, and I'm a moderator for my forum. And the question was, what's the purpose of life? And a number of people were like, to be happy. And I was like, cool, define happiness. It's different to everybody. And yet I also think there's some core values to happiness that I think are somewhat universal, or at the very least, consider this when you think about happiness and what true happiness actually looks like. And anyway, there's just a lot. There's a lot there that I could ask you, but that's not what this is about. This is about me. Anyhow, my life is, I think, a pretty normal one. I grew up a great household on Long Island. I've got an amazing younger sister. I have two parents that are married 50 plus years. Life was kind of good. I went to college. I got a job. I had a little bit of a different kind of path than most did. I started working full time when I was 19. I only did 2 full years at SUNY Buffalo, and then I actually started working full time and transferred to Baruch College in New York. And when I did that, I started working full time during the day and going to school at night. So I'd work a 10, 12-hour day, and then I would go to school for 3, 4 hours, and then I would have homework and life. And then I'd finally get to bed for a few hours, and then I'd wake up and do the whole thing all over again all year round for another 4 years after I did my 2 full years at SUNY Buffalo. So I say all that because I was stressed. I didn't know it at the time. You just kind of do what you got to do and you just keep going. But in hindsight, knowing now what I know about the nervous system, the body, the mind, and all of it, I was pretty much living on stimulants, chocolate, coffee, alcohol, and really pushing myself, even in my early 20s, to perform. And I was good at what I did. I'm still good now. I never felt that tired or exhausted or overworked, but the reality was I was really in fight or flight most days. I was really going for as much as I could achieve in as short of a period of time as I could. And I was doing it in New York City, which, if you've ever been to New York City, the city just goes and goes and goes. It doesn't have an off switch. Now I'm in Vegas, where it's another 24-hour town, which I live well. I do well in these environments, obviously, but I was stressed and anxious, and I didn't know it. And it wasn't until I started to, when you're in a car and you're going 100 miles an hour, you're in a convertible, and you're in the cockpit behind the windshield, it's pretty calm. There might be some wind and there's some, tumultuousness, but you pick your head up outside of the visor and you feel that wind and you're pushed back. You realize how fast you're going. And this is, for me, is a really nice metaphor for life. Sometimes I feel like I'm going so fast and I'm in the pocket and it's just, things are just good. I'm just humming and going. And then I stick my head up and I realize quite how fast I'm moving, quite how much I have going on, and that it's time for me to rest. And fast forward in my career, and in Harmony was that checkpoint where I can kind of pick my head up and realize quite how fast I was going and that it was time to slow down. And when I gained access to the tools that InHarmony produces, our relaxation furniture, our music meditations, and we'll talk about all that in detail, I'm sure, is when I realized that I need this for me just as much as I need to create this for others. And it became this really nice balance of, here's what helps me to feel good. I bet this is going to help other people feel good. And now we've got a company that's growing leaps and bounds, and we're in, you know, I don't even know how many countries around the world. And it's just, it's been a really beautiful birth of, I think, a really important message, which is relaxation is important. And most Americans have forgotten how to truly actually relax. And when you get there, sound and vibration is a powerful tool to help you get there. It's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So, you know, I think there's a lot of, especially business people who listen to this podcast, and they're in the convertible. And so I guess my first question is, how did you get yourself to slow down? How did you organize your day to put that into your day when you were running so fast?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know, right? When you're sitting in the cockpit, like, again, it's just such a great analogy. When you're sitting in the cockpit, you know you're moving fast, right? You know you're back to back. Like, you look at your calendar and you're like, oh, I'm back to back for the next 4 hours. Like, I don't even know when I'm going to get up to go to the bathroom, right? And your assistant is helping you manage your day or whatever, right? Like, you know you're go, 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 go. And some days are like that. Other days aren't. Hopefully you don't have too many of those days in a row, because you just can't keep up that. So I think the first is that awareness to be like, all right, things are hectic. I can keep this up for a week. I don't think I could keep this up for 3 weeks. I need a break. I need to work in those breaks. There's a great book, The Power of Full Engagement, which actually talks about downtime being as important as uptime, that you are more powerful in your on time when you take time to be off and turn off. I think it starts by recognizing that and appreciating that. And I think, again, to the point I was making before, we all know how good and on point we are after a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is for you. 4 hours can be a good hour, good night's sleep. 4.5 hours for me is sometimes good. 6.5 is better. 8, 10, if I'm really exhausted and I don't set an alarm anymore. And if my daughter, I have a 4-year-old, if my daughter doesn't come in my room at 6 o'clock in the morning and wake me up, which she does most mornings, but this morning she didn't come in until 7. I slept until 7. And I just know when I got 7.5 hours of sleep last night. Like, that for me is a lot. It's great. I have a 4-year-old, so I'm not used to sleeping through the night. This is like a new thing for her. She slept through the night until she was 3. And then from 3 to 4, she turns 4 in like a week and a half. And she just started sleeping through the night again some nights. So like 3 nights a week, she won't wake us up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or whatever for a hug, a kiss. I mean, it's the most adorable thing in the world. Like, have a 4-year-old at your bedside who's like, Dad, wake up. And I'm like, yeah, what's going on, sweetheart? She's like, I need a hug. I'm like, I'm not even mad. You're adorable. Get in here. I'll walk you back to bed. I put her back in bed and she's good. Like, it's just that simple. But just wanted some attention, wanted to feel the love. So we all know that when we get a good night's sleep, how much more on we are when we're well rested versus not well rested. And meditation, mindfulness, sound and vibration, using our relaxation furniture midday or morning or at night, it's giving your body that break. And it's really, it's a hack. And I say that in the truest definition of the word, which biohacking is the big term these days, right? Which is really about hacking your biology. And for me, a hack is a shortcut. Mm-hmm. It's a way for me to maximize a particular activity, optimize a particular activity so that I get the most efficient, effective use of that time. And our technology can induce different brainwave states. And sleep and meditation, for that matter, are nothing more than a conscious perception of a slower brainwave state. And I'll say that again, because I think it's a really important note. People ask all the time, can your technology help me with sleep? The answer is yes. Depends on what issues you're having with sleep. You're having trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, or do you have a 3-year-old that wakes you up in the middle of the night? Can't help you with the latter, but I can certainly help you falling asleep or staying asleep. And And sleep is just a slower brainwave state. It's a conscious perception of a slower brainwave state, but it's really just our brain slowing down and then doing different things over the course of that sleep period. Whether it's a nap or whether it's a nighttime sleep period, it's 6 1/2 of the, it's the same difference. So our technology can induce an alpha, theta, delta, or gamma brainwave state. And in doing so, we allow your body to do the things that it does when it's in that brainwave state. Mm-hmm. Which REM, rapid eye movement, which is where we are when we're dreaming or lucid dreaming, is a theta brainwave state. So if I can put you in a theta brainwave state for 20 minutes, that's equivalent to about 4 to 6 hours of sleep. Now, all of a sudden, you're getting somewhere. Now, all of a sudden, you're taking that busy executive that's busy from 7 a.m. until 8, 10 o'clock at night. And I'm giving them a more effective way to rest, a more efficient sleep or downtime. And now we're giving you an opportunity that you can really rejuvenate, regenerate, and charge forward to be more powerful in your uptime, whatever that might look like. And look, even better if you could do a 20-minute session in the middle of your day or 2 10-minute sessions in the middle of your day. Now all of a sudden you're really talking about rejuvenation, regeneration, and being able to charge forward that much stronger, that much more powerful, with that much more cunning, with that much more mental capacity, memory recall, all of the amazing things that we look to have day in and day out as high performing business owners, to bring it back to your question. Now all of a sudden we've got a tool that allows us to be more powerful and a tool that allows us to be more capable, to get more done, be more efficient, to be more on point. And for everybody around us that has access to the technology to do the very same. And that to me is a really powerful tool and a very powerful calling.
Yeah. So when you started out doing your research on this and checking it out, and how did you implement it? What did you, like, how did you land on this of all the things you could have found to slow down?
Yeah.
How'd you land on this?
Well, let's go back to my origin story. Okay. So about, and this has nothing to do with being a stressed New Yorker. I think all New Yorkers are stressed to a certain degree. About 12 years ago, my wife got sick, and doc after doc, nobody could tell us what was wrong. I'll shorten the story. In the end, it wound up being gluten. We cut gluten out of her life and all of her symptoms went away, like within 3 days, 72 hours. That led to this deep dive into understanding the human body, into understanding food, diet, nutrition, toxicity, toxic load, detoxification pathways. Like, the rabbit hole is deep on that one, as I'm sure you know. And we dove down it with a flashlight and a headlamp, and like, we were in it. And along the way, we picked up on the toxic load that are perfumes and colognes, deodorant, at the time lotions. Remember, this is 12 years ago. They use harsh chemicals now, but then they were using even more harsh chemicals. And there really weren't great solutions. My wife and I learned about essential oils. We started traveling the country, teaching, training, and educating on the efficacy of essential oils. And if you're not familiar with extracts from plants, I highly recommend you dive into it. There's a ton of medicinal and beautiful replacements for a lot of the harsh chemicals that we use day in and day out, like Glade. Sat down in an Uber about a week and a half ago, and he had 2 Glade plugins in either air vent. It was just blowing in the car, and the windows were locked. And I said to him, hey, can I roll down the window? Is that okay? And he said, yeah, sure. He unlocked the window. I rolled it down. And he said, if it's too hot or too cold, just let me know. And I said, no, it's actually the Glade plugins that you're using. They're incredibly toxic for the body. They have neurotransmitters and inhibit neurotransmitters in the body. And he was blown away. He was like, really? And we started talking some more. And he was like, hey, thanks for helping me to see my granddaughter. I think so many people are interested in longevity, anti-aging, and to live their healthiest life. And so many people have no idea that some of the most common items that we use around our house, 409, Windex glass cleaner, like, it all leaves a residue and it's all pretty horrendous for us. So anyway, we dive down that rabbit hole. And along the road, we let go of perfume and cologne because there's some toxic load in there too. And I was just kind of not wearing anything. And anyway, essential oils, we start traveling, teaching, training, and educating, going to yoga retreats, conferences, trade shows, talking about the efficacy of essential oils, introducing and educating the people. And along the way, I would go to these events and they would have sound therapists. They would have people playing the acoustic instruments, singing sound bowls, didgeridoos, crystal bowls, gongs, drums. And I didn't know what it was about them, but I laid down in front of these amazing, beautiful humans, and I woke up 45 minutes or an hour, hour and a half later, whatever it was. I felt like $1 million. So, me being an audiophile, I wanted to recreate that at home. So, audiophile just means that I like good sound and high quality sound, high fidelity sound. And I went to my home stereo system. I bought a Gong CD. I took my 5.1 back then. It was 5.1 surround sound system, Dolby, right? Whatever. And I lay out in my living room and I put my front right channel, my front left channel, my center channel between my legs, my rear right, my rear left. And I'm just cranking this Gong CD and it's not working. Like I'm not getting the same experience that I get as laying in front of the Gong. And I was kind of disappointed. My wife was laughing at me. And literally 3 months later, I get a phone call from my now business partner, Dom, who's like, "Hey, I think you need to come down to my house and check something out." And I go, "Okay, cool." So I go down actually to his office and I have my first Sound Lounge experience. I was blown away. Took the headphones off midway through. I'm like, "You guys did it." And they're like, "Did what?" And I'm like, "I've been trying to create this, not hard, but like, I wanted to create something like this." And just literally 3 months ago, I told them about my experience and they were like, "Put the headphones back on, lay back down. It's okay." And I lay back down and I put the headphones on and I finish the track. And then afterwards, I'm like, I have all these questions. Like, how does it work? What's happening? What am I feeling right now? Who created this music? Where did this technology come? Like a lot of the questions that you have now, I was immersed in. And I have answers to all of those questions now. And I got those answers that afternoon. And I said, "Great, I'll take one." And I bought my first sound lounge and I had this incredible experience. And then I said, "Dom, how can I help? I have a background in sales and marketing and business development, and I'm an entrepreneur and I've started businesses. Like, how can I help?" And they were like, "I'm so glad you asked because we want you to do business development for us." So I started doing business development for a company called Holistic Health Science. And before I know it, I bought and sweated into being a business owner and a part of this business. And that was 7.5 years ago. Since then, we've been innovating and creating, and I've been deep in the science and the research called vibroacoustic therapy, which studies specific frequencies within the range of 30 hertz to 120 hertz and their impact on our physiology, neurology, and anatomy. So, like, how does sound and frequency impact our body and our mind and our spirit, how this body operates? And, I think the science is really riveting. You can probably hear the passion in my voice as I talk about and share these stories. Like, I love to talk about this. I love to teach people about this. And I love to answer questions about it. So I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, so let's just start with the sound piece. So, some people who they're more into natural healing and things like that, we kind of understand some of the frequencies in the sound therapy. But for people who have no idea what you're talking about, okay, you're using sound for healing. I mean, is it a special sound? Is it a special frequency? How does it work?
I'm going to keep this really, really, really simple, and then we can dive in and we can get way more complex. Okay. Sound and vibration helps the body to spend more time in a parasympathetic nervous system response. Parasympathetic is associated with calm and relaxed or rest and digest. The opposite of parasympathetic is sympathetic, which is associated with fight or flight, otherwise being known in survival mode. Okay. The body only has one reaction to stress and anxiety, whether that is physical stress, like somebody trying to fight you, or hurt you, or chase you, or threaten you, or whether that's emotional, mental, relational, financial. There's lots of different reasons why people feel stress and anxiety. Oftentimes, feeling lots of different things and different kinds of stress and anxiety over the course of the day. But the body only has one response. What is that response? Increase cortisol, release adrenaline into the bloodstream, which has a whole bunch of different chemical cascades, if you will, and these dominoes that flow through the body. That increase in cortisol makes you hyper aware and focused and awake at what's happening right in front of you. The adrenaline actually diverts energy from maintenance tasks in the body, like your immune system, digestion, reproductive organs, to the major muscle groups of the body so that you can literally defend yourself, fight, or run. And That's great. If there's somebody threatening your life and you need to get away fast or you need to defend yourself, it's not great if you read an email from a boss you can't stand in a job you hate. And that's happening all day, every day, or it's the first thing you see in the morning and the last thing you see before you go to bed at night. You can imagine a spike in cortisol and adrenaline right before you're about to close your eyes to go to bed at night is going to keep you awake for at least an hour or two. And then once you're up for an hour or two after you've said you want to go to bed, the rest of it is just you're self-deprecating at that point. You're like, why can't I sleep? You get even more frustrated, you get even more wound up, and it becomes this terrible. So the body only has one response to stress and anxiety, and that is that sympathetic nervous system response and all the things that happen after it. So the first is to recognize that. So the most important thing that our technology does is it helps you to spend more time calm and relaxed, less time stressed and anxious, regardless of what that stimuli and what that input is. And that has to do with the confluence of sound and frequency and vibration, of hearing the same frequencies that you're feeling, about spending time on our technology, whether it's the meditation cushion, the massage table, the practitioner too, or the sound lounge too. All of our technology operates the same way. And we'll talk about that as we dive deeper into sound and vibration. But most importantly, when you're in a sympathetic nervous system response, when your body is in fight or flight, again, regardless of the stress or anxiety, it diverts energy from maintenance tasks to survival mode and survival tasks. And if you're in day after day, week after week, month after month, not maintaining your body, but in survival mode, your body is going to is going to self-deprecate over time. You're going to get these chronic ailments, these chronic issues, and these diagnoses, which tell you, hey, your body's not operating correctly. And if you're stressed and anxious, and your body diverts energy from digestion to the major muscle groups in the body, it doesn't matter how organic your food is. It doesn't matter that this supplement is the best supplement made from the Himalayas, plucked by hand and carried by, on a blanket. It doesn't matter. Your body says, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, divert energy, fight or flight, survival mode. It turns off digestion. So it turns off your immune system. It turns off reproductive organs. So think about, of the top 10 reasons why Americans die, and the numbers have changed slightly since the last census, but of the top 10 reasons why people die, six of them have their root in stress and anxiety. Meaning you remove the stress and anxiety, those six reasons for death go away. They'll be replaced because we're talking about the top 10, but nonetheless, stress and anxiety is such a pivotal anchor in understanding how the human body is designed and making sure that we can focus on maintenance mode. Just killing off dead cells, apoptosis, right? Like doing the things that the body needs to do to maintain itself only happens when you're calm and relaxed. And so many people get worked up over so many different things. The most important aspect of what our technology does, and I know I've kind of pounded this for the last couple of minutes, is to keep the body in a parasympathetic nervous system response to keep you calm and relaxed. And the way sound and vibration does that is by peeling away the layers of stress and anxiety, by kicking in the chemical cascades associated with being calm and relaxed, by putting you in an environment that feels very good. It feels absolutely fantastic to lay down on a sound lounge and listen to a music meditation. It is one of the most calming, soothing, relaxing things you've ever felt, I promise. And it works for everyone. Pretty much everyone, right? There's certainly exceptions, but it really does feel fantastic. We could dive into more of sound and vibration. We use something called a tactile transducer to create and translate music into vibration. You are quite literally feeling the same frequencies that you are hearing through something called mechanoreceptors in the skin, which allows you to feel touch. And when those mechanoreceptors are sending the same frequencies to the brain as the auditory nerve, this very magical and immersive thing happens where you feel as though you're inside the music. And the vibrations literally send a message to every muscle in your body telling them to relax. It's pretty remarkable. I call it relaxation from the outside in. So my brain doesn't have to tell my muscles to relax. The vibration is telling my body to relax. And then there's one last thing that I would kind of bring into this whole thing when we start talking about sound and vibration, and that is everything is vibration. quite literally, every single object that your eyes can see in the room that you're sitting in right now is vibrating. I know it doesn't appear that way, but that desk that's sitting in front of me, that phone that you're looking at, the AirPods, the plastic is actually vibrating. And it's at a molecular level. You can't see that. It appears solid to you in this reality, but the reality is everything is vibration. And the human body is one big antenna. We are constantly coming into and out of what's called harmonic resonance with the frequencies that we are presented with. And there's lots of different frequencies that we're presented with, from the physical things around us, from the atmosphere that we're in, from the room that we're sitting in, from the electricity flowing through the walls, the lights that are shining on our skin, the people that are sitting next to us, the thoughts the people that are sitting next to us are having, our thoughts, and then, of course, being out in nature or being indoors. I mean, there's so many different things to unpack. You asked a very simple question, but there's a very complex answer, and I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah. So if someone had your technology in their home or their office, like how long would they have a session for? What would?
Yeah. So sessions in our app range from 2 minutes to 2 hours. The science and the research says that the optimal session length is at least 22 minutes, 23 minutes. I've logged hours on our technology. When you first get it, I recommend you use it as needed. You feel stressed and anxious, get on it. When I first got access to my Sound Lounge back in November of 2016, I was on it 3 times a day, quite literally, morning, noon, and night, sometimes more. I was like, oh, this feels really good. And then I'd get off it and then life would happen and I'd start to feel wound up again. And I'd be like, Dom, can I get on my Sound Lounge again? And he's like, yeah, get on as many times as you want. I was like, cool. Before I knew it, I was literally just working. Like I was literally sitting on my cell phone, you know, working, because it just felt so darn good and so relaxing. Yeah. But you people can feel relief just in a couple minutes. We have a 2-minute and 22-second demo. And I'll do events where we're so busy that we're just running a 2-minute demo. People get off and they're like, wow, I feel amazing. That I cannot believe the benefit that I feel in just 2 minutes. It's really remarkable.
So do you set different settings for what you want to do? I mean, do a lot of people say, okay, I'm going to get on this before I go to sleep and just end up on it all night? I mean, is there a sleep one? Is there a,
there
let's
are,
say you want to regenerate and you want to go back to work, so you really don't want to go to sleep.
There are all the above is the short answer. I've countless nights I've woken my wife up and my wife has woken me up on the Sound Lounge. Like, hey, honey, you want to come to bed? And you're like, what time is it? You know, like, how long have I been here? Like, what's going on? Yeah. I mean, and that's just after doing a 20 or 30 minute session. Right. And then I'll wake up an hour and a half, 2 hours later. Sound Lounge is not on. It's just comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I will wake up. There are other times where, yeah, absolutely, I'll be on it for longer periods of time. If I'm having a back spasm or an issue with a muscle or something that I want to work on, I've absolutely done 2 hour sessions. I've gotten body work. Our In Harmony massage table and our In Harmony practitioner too is designed specifically to augment body work. It's designed specifically for massage therapists, body workers, acupuncture, acupressure, chiropractors. We've got guys and gals that do eyelashes and threading on it, that do facials on our technology. I mean, there's a lot of different use cases for our technology, and that's why we have and continue to innovate into the different products that we offer.
Yeah, that'd be like double therapy. I mean, a massage already feels great. So I can imagine a massage with the vibration and the music and the...
Next level.
Yeah.
Next level is all, I mean, next level. Yeah.
So, and you have a lot of, you know, people who just have this in their home also.
Absolutely. Yeah. About 50%. I'd say it's a pretty healthy split of about 50-50 of individuals that put our technology into their home, as well as, you know, business owners or executives. I probably talk to 3 to 5 wellness clinics that are opening up or that want to add vibroacoustic therapy to their offering, in addition to contrast therapy, right? Hot and cold, red light therapy. I just met with the CEO of Hyperice, who, you know, purchased the compression company not too long ago. That's doing the compression boots, that squeezes the blood out of your legs and, you know, brings more blood flow up to from the extremities. I mean, there's a lot of these spaces that are opening up, and vibroacoustic therapy is becoming a great solution to complement that. We also work with executives that are like, you know what? I have 150, 200 employees, or I have 10 employees, whatever, and I want to give this back. I did a talk for EO Alchemy back in 2018, and I stood in front of 500 CEOs from various walks of life, and I said to them, in how many cultures, how many of your businesses is it culturally acceptable for an executive to close their door in the middle of the day, crawl underneath their desk or lay down on their couch and take a nap for 20 minutes? And everybody started laughing. I mean, it was hilarious. A couple of hands went up. A couple of people were like, yeah. But like everybody like kind of looked, they like kind of laughed and looked at everybody else at the table like, yeah, right, that would never happen. You know, right? But here's the reality. If you have, and this is just executives, that don't even get me started on employees, okay? I have a 4-year-old. There are some nights where she keeps me up literally every 25 minutes I'm awake, or I could spend the entire night at her bedside if she's not feeling well, if she's right. Like, it doesn't even have to be something that's bad, or I might just choose to be there for my daughter and I might not have a great night's sleep. If I could go into a culture or an office that has a nap room or someplace that has a piece of technology that can help me to rejuvenate, who's going to be a better employee? Who's going to be a more productive employee? Of course, right? The person that's well rested. So versus me calling out or using a PTO day or coming in and pushing through it through with coffee or chocolate or a stimulant of some kind or whatever, right? Like,
Yeah, and your work is not as good that way either.
work
You hit
product's not as
it
good, right? Or, hey, Craig, you look like hell. Are you all right? Right. Maybe you don't say that. Maybe that's not the HR thing to say, but maybe it's like, hey, Craig, do you need some rest? Like, yeah, you know what? I had a really rough night last night with my daughter. And yeah, that'd be great. Hey, go into the In Harmony Sound Lounge and why don't you take 40 minutes and rejuvenate? And I might be out cold for 40 minutes. But as I come back and I go outside and I get some sunlight, I feel rejuvenated, like I'm ready to go. Did I just buy myself 4 to 6 hours? Probably. Really powerful.
Oh, sure.
Really powerful. So we have a lot of clients that buy our tech to bring it into their office as an employee benefit as well, which I would count as a business, right? Bringing it into business. So maybe not a wellness center that's charging for sessions and that sort of thing, but yeah, good amount of folks that are doing that, which
Yeah,
excites
it's a
me.
great idea. I mean, if you think about it, even if you have a little cat nap without the technology, even a little cat nap is better than nothing. But if you had that, where you're basically 10 times in your sleep time.
It's like I said, right? It's that hack. It's that opportunity to optimize a process and a practice that is so important. And if you can make sleep more efficient, more effective, rest more efficient, more effective, meditation more effective, more efficient, everything around you is going to be more efficient, more effective, and with more ease and grace. Look, I'm a parent. One of the pillars that we talk to is parents. And it takes a parent to realize that I know I'm a way better parent when I had a great night's sleep. And you're the reason why I don't have a great night's sleep, not you. I mean, talking to my child, right? Like, so here I am on edge, being short and snippet with, you know, snippy with my daughter who is really just being playful, except when she's not. My daughter can be a pain in the ass. I love you, Harmony, but you know when you're being a pain in the ass and when you aren't, right? Like, otherwise, I'm being short and I'm lacking compassion, empathy, and sympathy when I am a compassionate, empathetic, sympathetic human being. But I'm so overtired and exhausted that I'm not being my best self. I know I'm not being the best father that I can be. So when we get into these situations, I'm blessed to have my wife who's incredibly supportive. And I could look at her and be like, hey, I'm exhausted. I really didn't sleep well last night. I'm gonna do a sound lounge session. Okay, cool. I got this. No problem. Yeah, I'll go pick her up. Why don't you do a sound lounge session and we'll be back in an hour. Great. And vice versa. Hey, honey, I know you didn't sleep so great last night. I happen to be the midnight crew these days. So, and my daughter knows it. She'll come into the off into our bedroom in the middle of the night, and I wake up right away and I say, "Hey, let's be quiet. Let's let mom sleep. Let's go." And in exchange, mom gives me a sound lounge session in the middle of the day. So it's finding that healthy balance, and it's using it as a tool to help you to perform at your best.
What about children or infants? I mean, I know some people with colicky babies that sure would like something that
Yes,
could be
absolutely.
helpful.
Absolutely. Short answer is yes. My daughter's been on our technology since she's 1 week old. When she was really young, I picked her head up. And again, there's no science on this. We don't do research on babies, infants, or pregnant women. But I just picked her head up off the sound lounge, my hand off the sound lounge, her head off the sound lounge. And literally within her first week of being alive, she was laying on the sound lounge. And it was one of those situations. Do you have kids? Okay, cool. So, there's no instruction manual with that infant that comes home from the hospital, and you kind of go through your checklist, like, why are you crying? Do you have a dirty diaper? Do you need food, milk? Like, are you uncomfortable? Are you hot? Are you cold? Like, you go through the checklist, and me and my wife are just looking at our daughter who's crying and relentless, and we've gone through and exhausted everything. We're like ready to call our parents and be like, "Hey, what do we do?" And I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna put her on the sound lounge." And sure enough, within the first vibration, she was like, "Huh?" Like, and then a smile, and like, "Oh my God, cool. She likes it. This is great." Who knows? It was soothing to her body. Who knows if she had gas and it helped move it through? Like, yeah. Fast forward. Now my daughter's almost four, turns four in a week, and she'll grab me in the middle of the day, be like, "Hey, Dad, I need a sound lounge session. Can you hook me up?" Yeah, absolutely. She's got a favorite song. Favorite music, meditate. Play my favorite song, Dad. I'm like, "Okay, cool. That's awesome."
All right. It's not a
That's fun.
Disney song, right?
No, it's one of our music meditations.
That's
Yeah.
right.
But you can listen to anything you want. I haven't even gotten there with her yet. You can listen to anything you want through our technology, and your favorite song sounds amazing through the sound lounge, feels amazing through the sound lounge. And these Disney movies and all of these Disney soundtracks, they all have some pretty hefty and thick bass lines, and they do feel amazing through the sound lounge.
Cool. So if people wanted to connect with you or, find out where to get this technology, where can they find it?
I am like the most tangible person on the internet. My phone number is quite literally at the top of our website. The website is iaminharmony.com. iaminharmony.com. I am in harmony. I am being the two most important words in the English language, because anything after it, you are. So I love positive affirmations. I love just the I am statement in general is a really powerful one. We're on all the socials, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, you name it, we're there. And I am the individual on the other side of the comments. I am the individual on the other side of the DMs. So I love connecting with our community. I love helping and supporting folks that have questions about what we do and how we do it. I quite literally clear my desk of everything else so that I can do this and be present for those that have questions. And I really look at myself as a steward of the technology for not just in Harmony, but the entire industry. I want more people to know about vibroacoustic therapy. I want more people to have access to what I think is a very high quality therapy. And I'm pretty excited about where we're going and what we're doing.
Awesome. Well, now a personal question. What gives you the most happiness and fulfillment in your life at this point?
Look, the easy answer is my wife and my daughter and my family. I mean, I think that's an easy one. My family, my extended family, being with those around me that I love and trust. And that's, I think, a really easy answer. Lately, I've been really working on authenticity. I have been working on recognizing who I am and what I stand for, Craig Goldberg, as an individual. Granted, I'm all of these other things. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a brother, I'm a friend, I'm all of these things, business partner. I've been very much focused on figuring out what's happening internally, what I want, who I want to be, how I want to show up, and then living in that and being authentic to myself, being honest with myself, creating boundaries and living within them, eating the right foods. Lately, I've been letting myself go a little bit. And literally just last night, I was like, I'm really not happy when I don't take care of myself and eat healthy. And I know what diet works for me, and I want to stick to that. And I want to be better about that. And when I say yes to cookies and crackers and chips and sweets, it tastes good in the moment, but I'm not happy with myself when I do that. And I don't need somebody to be looking over my shoulder to hold me accountable. I'm going to hold myself accountable. So lately, that's really been what happened. And that was frankly the conversation that perked up yesterday at my EO forum. It was really about authenticity. And that breeds happiness in me. When I am authentic and being myself, that's when I really feel my best.
Yes, so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
You're
And
welcome.
thank you for being on the podcast today and sharing this technology. And I hope a lot of you who are dealing with some stress, which is everybody, will check this technology out. So, yes, I have one last question before we complete. What is your best advice on living an incredible, amazing life?
It's like such a great question. Best advice that I have is be kind to yourself. So many of us are so hard on ourselves, driving, pushing, expecting, and we don't have to be. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. You can still thrive, you can still shine, you can still achieve by cutting yourself some slack, being kind to yourself, and allowing yourself to make a mistake, to not do something perfectly. Just be kind to yourself. And that will mean something different to everyone. But whatever that means to you, be kind to yourself. Secondarily, and right behind that, get some sunshine on your skin every day. Wake up with gratitude, go to bed with gratitude. Vitamin G, as my friend Ben likes to say. Get sunshine on your skin, get some brisk exercise, some zone two cardio every day, drink clean water, eat clean food. It all goes along with being kind to yourself. Hot and cold therapy, red light exposure, meditation, mindfulness, sound lounge, whatever. Cuddle time with those that you love. Laughing. Life is meant to be enjoyed. And if there's anything that I've seen in what we do here at InHarmony, and what I've taken advantage of in what we do here at InHarmony, is a much more relaxed attitude to life and how I go about life. And because of it, I see tremendous health benefits, not just in mindfulness and meditation, but all the things that I just shared. It's this beautiful cacophony of excellence and perfection. And when you let the universe unfold around you and you kind of sit back and let it unfold, it unfolds perfectly and beautifully. A lot of times we get in our own way. And that's where being kind to ourselves and cutting ourselves some slack and being nice to ourselves really comes in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Craig.
You're
We'll
so
talk
welcome.
to
Thank
you
you. Grateful to be
again.
here.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
I look forward to that.